This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله 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 الله.
Par excellence presents Jewels from the Holy Quran, a series of lectures by Mufti Ismail ibn Musa Menk. Lecture 26, Jews 30.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator of entire creation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and may He forgive us in this blessed month of Ramadan. Honored ulama, beloved brothers and sisters and dearest listeners, tonight we read the first half of the 30th part of the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from us. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the day of judgment, the last day, and Jannah and Jahannam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about belief in the unseen, how man was created, how various other creatures were created, all this to draw the attention of the kuffar of Makkah at the time to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fact that He does exist and the fact that we are all going to return to Him. And most of the verses we recited tonight were revealed in Makkah al-Mukarramah. If you recall, yesterday I had told you that the verses which were revealed in Makkah al-Mukarramah, short and sharp, dealing with certain topics, and every time the rhyme changed, the topic changed. Let me commence by giving you these examples. Let's listen very carefully. I will read to you some verses, and when the tune changes, I will inform you of the topic having changed as well.
والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا فالسابقات سبقا فالمدبرات أمرا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking all the qasams there.
يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةُ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةُ.
Now Allah is speaking of the last day. The topic has changed.
قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاجِفَةٌ أَبْصَارُهَا خَاشِعَةٌ يَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَمَرْدُودُونَ فِي الْحَافِرَةِ يَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لمردودون في الحافرة أإذا كنا عظاما نخرة قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة فإنما هي زجرة واحدة فإذا هم بالساهرة هل أتاك حديث موسى إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقل هل لك إلى أن تزكى وأهديك إلى ربك فتخشى فأراه الآية الكبرى فكذب وعصى ثم أدبر يسعى فحشر فنادى فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى فأخذه الله نكال الآخرة والأولى.
Two separate topics. We heard where the tune changed. Now let's listen to the third topic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in those verses, the first verses we read, He was taking the qasams. Second verses we read, He was speaking about the day of judgment, meaning the last day. Then He suddenly spoke about Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. We noticed how all of those verses ended with the "ah." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
"أأنتم," or in fact He says, "إن في ذلك لعبرة لمن يخشى أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء بناها رفع سمكها فسواها وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها والجبال أرساها.
He speaks of all what he has created, the skies, the earth, and everything. Then he says,
مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ.
All those are provisions for you and for your cattle. Your gifts Allah has given you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. Then he now changes the topic once again to the last day.
فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى.
Allahu Akbar. We take a look at how the verses change, the topic changes. Those were the secrets of the verses revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah. Let me give you another beautiful example before I continue. Beautiful example from verses we read last night. Listen very carefully.
يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرْ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ.
Allah is addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those statements. Then he speaks about the blowing of the trumpet.
فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ.
You see how the topic, meaning the rhyme change, the topic changes. Then Allah describes that day.
فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ غَيْرُ يَسِيرٌ.
That day will not be easy, it will be very difficult for the kuffar. Two verses describing the day. Now the topic changes again.
ذرني ومن خلقت وحيدا وجعلت له مالا ممدودا وبنين شهودا ومهدت له تمهيدا.
Amazing. This is the power of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed solid, powerful verses where you find the tune is precisely the same. You will find generally it is one topic. Once the tune changes, it is dealing with a subtitle or a different topic altogether. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the power. The verses that were revealed in Makkah, any surah starting with Alhamdu was revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah. Any surah starting with those huruf muqatta'ah,
Alif Lam Mim, O Hamim, O Kaf, Ha Ya Ain, Sad.
All of those were revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah besides two, Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran. All of them were revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah. Also, every surah where the detailed stories of the previous prophets is mentioned was revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah. Also, any surah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Banu Adam,
Ya Bani Adam,
revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah. Any surah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has,
Ya Ayyuhan Nasu,
and that surah does not have, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, it was revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah. Any surah where the Munafiqeen are mentioned was revealed in Al-Madinatul Munawwarah. Any surah where the rules and regulations, the details of Islam are mentioned regarding nikah and talaq and so on, was revealed in Al-Madinatul Munawwarah. Amazing. So there are certain ways of telling where the verses were revealed and where the surahs were revealed. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a little bit of that knowledge as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses describes qiyamah. Why does he describe qiyamah and belief in the unseen? Because the kuffar of Makkah had no belief. They thought,
مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهُ.
According to some of the verses, the kuffar used to say, this is the life we are living, and we will live in it, we will become old in it, enjoy it, when we die, we are finished, that's it. The only thing that can take us away is time. We are not going to be answerable to anyone. Life comes once, so enjoy it, because it will not come again. That statement, we hear it sometimes nowadays also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. Wallahi, it's a dangerous statement. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of that. Now, when people don't have life at all, you need to address them. You need to talk to them about what? Can we start talking to people who don't believe at all about salah, about zakah, about hajj? First, we need to call them to belief.
First, we need to call them to Iman. Talk to them about the presence of Allah. Talk to them about Qiyamah. Talk to them about the resurrection, about the last day. Talk to them about those, meaning belief in the angels, belief in good and bad fate, that it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Belief in the messengers who were sent in the past. Belief in the books. Belief in the punishment that was sent to those in the past. Once they believe in all that, they are one step closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they declare their shahada. Now you can talk to them about salah and zakah and the details of nikah and talaq, because now they are ready for all that. So that is why in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, the details are mentioned. In Mecca, the first years when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calling people towards Islam, he dealt with these topics. Short, sharp verses. I remember mentioning why the verses are short and sharp. Because the kuffar in Mecca used to block their ears. So when they were standing, listening, one verse was read. Ya ayyuhal muddathir. As they heard that verse, they put their hands back in, their fingers back into their ears. But by the time the finger got up, already the verse was ended. So when they closed their ears, it gave them time to think. It was already inside the brain. Then when they took their fingers out, thinking that now the verse is over, the next verse came. Qum fa'anzir. By that time, they already went to put their fingers back in. The next verse was in their brain, and it was already being processed inside there. And then when they put their fingers back down, the third verse came in, and the fourth one, and the fifth one in the same way. So the Quran was given to them in doses, small doses. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the entire Quran. So that is why you find the verses in Mecca extremely short. Listen to this. Wadduha wallayli idha saja. Beautiful verses. Wallahi, it is difficult for us to describe what effect and impact these verses have on everyone, including ourselves. We know these verses and we understand a lot of these verses, and we know that they have an impact on us. To describe that impact is extremely difficult. Nowadays, there is research that the non-Muslims are doing regarding the impact that the recitation of the Quran has on the body, mind, soul, and the blood. And they are coming up with findings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all understanding. We are gifted to be Muslimin. Wallahi, we have the recitation of the Quran so soothing, so smooth, so beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept shifa solely in the recitation of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah and Jahannam. In the first surah that we read in tonight's verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Jahannam, and he says, لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْدًا وَلَا شَرَابًا. The people who dwell in Jahannam shall not taste in it. MashaAllah, we can hear the rainfall that is falling. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. It is quite a steady and solid rainfall. It is a sign of the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. May He have mercy on all of us, inshallah. May He forgive us. It is definitely one of the times of the acceptance of dua is when the mercy of Allah is descending in the form of rainfall. It is important that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what needs we have. It is a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds the call. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun raheemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya dhal jalali wal ikram. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the people of Jahannam. May Allah save us from Jahannam. And Allah says they will not taste in it any cold, meaning they will not have any low temperatures which come, any breeze, no breeze at all. Nor will they ever taste any meaningful drink besides that of blood and pus. May Allah protect us. And after that, Allah describes Jannah. Didn't I tell you that in the Quran where Jahannam is described, you have to find a verse of Jannah. Where Jannah is described, Allah will speak of Jahannam also. Allah balances it all the time. In order to strike the correct balance between Al-Khawf and Al-Raja. Al-Imanu bayna Al-Khawf wal-Raja. The hadith says, Iman is the balance between the fear of Allah's punishment and the hope in His mercy. Amazingly put. Look at how beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says it. A person who only has hope, he needs to be fearful of punishment as well. And a person who's only so scared, he needs hope in order to drive him to do more and more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the balance, and may Allah grant us savior at all times. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا. The people of Jannah will not hear in it any vain talk, any vulgar language, no lies, no deception, no cheating, no nothing. Some of the Mufassireen say, if you want to prepare to go to a place where there's no lies, don't lie.
You want to prepare to go to a place where there is no vulgar language? Don't find your tongue messed in vulgar language. So it is important. We are aiming somewhere. If you want to get there, you need to control from now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see that you've been preparing to get to Jannah, and He will grant that to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about
فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى.
When the great catastrophe overtakes the people. When there is a great and huge catastrophe, everything is destroyed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. There are two things. One is the last day, the final day, the destruction. Everything will come to an end. Myself and yourselves and all creatures, human beings, the skies, the earth, the mountains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will all come to an end. That is one issue. After that destruction, the trumpet shall be blown again after some time. And then everyone will come back up. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the blowing into the trumpet. Then He says, ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنظُرُونَ. It shall be blown again. And everyone shall then be resurrected, and they will be standing and watching, looking. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. So there are two days. One is the last day, and one is the day of judgment and resurrection. There are two separate days. And there is a distance between those two days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes both those days in the verses that we read tonight. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the second day in a verse which sounds very similar to the verse we read just now. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ. The day when the trumpet shall be blown again. Large sound. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. On that day, everyone shall run away from their own brothers and sisters, and their own fathers and spouses and closest buddies. They will be running away from them. Ya Allah, each person will be worried about themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us on that day. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us to Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us really from the punishment and the severity of that particular day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in one of the other verses we read tonight regarding a certain practice that was being followed at the time just pre-Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes mention of how the people who were granted girls as children, as the child was born, they saw it's a girl, they buried the child alive. Gone. They buried the child alive. They were very upset. We mentioned the verses in the Quran where Allah says, when you get a girl, be happy. Be happy. And don't be sad, because being sad is like those pre-Islamic people. Those people who used to be very angry, they used to hide, they used to bury the child. And Allah says, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. That child who was killed will be asked, why were you killed? Why were you killed? The Mufassirin speak about how anyone who was oppressed shall be asked, why were you oppressed? Why were you oppressed? And obviously at times we won't know why we were oppressed. The little child doesn't know why the child was buried alive. Then who will be brought to book? Those who were responsible for that particular crime. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why does He give the example? Let's listen very carefully. Why does He give the example of a child, a girl child who was buried alive? Allah says she will be asked. Why? Wallahi, it is to show us that even the weakest of people shall be given the chance to stand up against those who oppress them. The child who is helpless, no say, nothing. Sometimes we are absolutely helpless. Allah is giving good news to that child to say, don't worry, today you were oppressed. There shall come a day when you shall be given the authority and the power over those who have oppressed you. We will give you that chance. Allahu Akbar. So that's why the example is given, not of others who were oppressed, but the most vulnerable. That newborn baby who was dumped, Allah is going to ask. And Allah is going to give that baby the opportunity to stand up. And those who were very strong on that day in the face of this vulnerable, weak little baby, they will be brought to the book. And they will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. This serves as a lesson to all of us. If someone has oppressed you, don't worry, a day will come. And if you are oppressing someone, stop doing it, because a day will come when you might get away in this world. But in the akhirah, you are not going to get away. You will never get away. Allahu Akbar. You might be able to cheat your way out of this dunya, but in the akhirah, the grip is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ. Insan will say on that day, where can we run away? We can't go here, there is Allah. We can't go there, there is Allah. We can't go there, there is Allah. We are in a fix here. Where are we going to run? So it is important we think of that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then describes those, in fact He tells us, O insan,
يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ.
In another verse Allah says,
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ.
Have we not given you such a good body? We've given you eyes, we've given you a lips and a tongue and so on. Have we not created you in such a beautiful manner? What is it that is making you oblivious of your Creator? What is it that is deceiving you in the face of your own Creator? Why don't you realize that you have a Creator? Doesn't that Creator who gave you this form and this body and all this goodness, doesn't that Creator deserve a little bit of worship? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says,
لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ.
We have created man in the best of postures. Imagine if our hands were sticking out of our faces. Imagine if our eyes were on our chests. Just think about it. It would be so absurd. Yet we have been created perfect. The exact positioning of the eyes, the nose, the lips, the teeth, the mouth, the ears, the hair, absolutely everything, the hands, the fingers, the nails, Allahu Akbar, not one error in the creation of man, not one. And that Creator who created us in this beautiful form, if you go and look at some animals, you might find some animals in a different way. If the elephant could speak, or when we look at the elephant, we can see that the nose or the trunk is in a specific place. Would we like to have our noses sticking out our foreheads? Allahu Akbar. And the eyes on the sides of our noses? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding that really we owe Him so much for having created us in this form. And that's what He draws the attention to here. He says, what is it that's deceiving you? Can't you think? We've made the skies, the sun, the moon, the earth, absolutely everything is there. But man, you who have been given the best of postures, you are the one who's turning away. The mountains know who has created the mountains. They will not disobey. Do you ever find a mountain deciding that now I want to disappear from here and I'm going away? Only by the will of Allah. A tree does not decide to do anything besides by the will of Allah. The seeds, absolutely all the other creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we see around us, that we can see around us, most of them, subhanallah, completely under the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not even have the power to disobey. We call them lifeless, but they are not lifeless. They have a different type of life. They also engage in sujood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ.
Every single creature praises us, but you people don't understand that praise. You can't hear it. But we are the only ones who don't praise Him sometimes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us more conscious. That is why we have the repetition of the Quran, the reading of the verses, the month of Ramadan, so many beautiful occasions, mashallah, so we can remind each other to say, why are we the ones who are not turning? Yet we've been given the best of postures, the best. We have the brain, subhanallah, the best brain, Allah says that. And with that best brain, what are we doing? Allahu Akbar, we are ashamed sometimes of what we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all strong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that in these verses. And Allah says, what is deceiving you? What is it that is deceiving you? Don't be deceived. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about the great success. In fact, in these verses, He also speaks about the one who's getting the book on the right. May Allah grant us the book on the right. Our accounts, when the accounts are handed out on that day, and they're being dished out, and ours are given on the right hand, you must know automatically, we have succeeded, alhamdulillah. We have succeeded. And if the accounts are given on the left hand or at the back of the meaning behind, then you should know that that is the failure. That is the greatest failure. May Allah protect us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ.
Those who believe and do good deeds, they will have Jannah flowing beneath them, shall be rivers. Allah says, that is the greatest success. May Allah grant us success. Then Allah warns those, the criminals. Who are the criminals? Allah says,
وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ.
As though he's addressing all of us here, and he is. Destruction be to those who cheat in business. المطففون, those who cheat in business, in trade, they cheat. Why? When they are weighing, they weigh short. They shortchange the customer and the client. They lie, they deceive. Their trading is all full of deception and lying. When they give their word, they go against it. These are the mutaffifun that Allah speaks about. Allah says, destruction be to them. Allah says, they will laugh at people, but people will laugh at them on the day of Qiyamah. Meaning you might make a fool of someone in the dunya to shortchange them with the quality or the standard of your goods, to lie to them about it. I wanted to say moments ago, made in Japan, when you know it's made in China. But nowadays, some of the Chinese goods go beyond the Japanese goods. But the reality is, let's be honest, wherever it's made in, say it's made here. One day I was buying a watch and it said they're Swiss made. And I told this man, it's very cheap. He says, well, it's a duplicate. So I told him, oh, they have done it so accurately. He told me, you know what is the easiest thing to imitate? The writing, Swiss made. That's the easiest part of it. The clock was hard, but the writing was the easiest part of it. So that is deception. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from deception. Really, it is something we need to think of. Sometimes we enjoy it, but so long as we know that this is what it is, and we make it clear to the customer, and the customer knows, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنْ بَيَّنَا وَصَدَقَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. When the two are open with each other and truthful with each other, Allah will grant them barakah in that deal. May Allah grant us all barakah in our deals. And Allah warns us here, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. The criminals used to laugh at the believers. In every single way, whether it's in business and those who conned the others, they are also part and parcel of this verse. And even sometimes when you are believers and you are dressed as believers, appearing as believers, people might laugh at you. Allah says, don't worry, you will get a day when you will be able to laugh at them as well. So Allah is making mention of that. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. There will come a day when the believers shall be granted the opportunity to laugh at those who used to laugh at them in the dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all understanding. We need to also learn to forgive. We need to also understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to forgive as far as possible. If we forgive others, Allah will forgive us inshallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the soul. And Allah says, successful are those who cleanse their souls. We've spoken about this as well. But there are verses here repeating that. This basically is like a synopsis of the entire message of Iman throughout the Quran. You will find it in the last two parts of the Quran. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us once again to say, look, these are the messages. Short, sharp messages. Remember them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who deceive. Allah speaks about al-ghashiyah. Who are those? They are those who have cheated. How have they cheated? Allah says, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٌ عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. Their faces will be humbled on that day. They will have sweated and worked so hard, but they will still arrive in Jahannam. Who are those? Those who read Salah in the first saf, but they are doing it to show off, to show others. Those deeds are not counted. Those who might be giving charities to boast. May Allah protect us. Those deeds are not counted. Or those who do everything for the sake of Allah, but then they have backbitten this one, slandered that one, cheated that one, deceived that one. All their good deeds are taken and given to the others. Now there are no more good deeds left. So the bad deeds of the others are taken and put onto them. They arrived on the day of Qiyamah with lots of good deeds, but before the day was ended, they lost everything and they shouldered other people's bad deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they shall be taken into Jahannam. But when they came with lots of deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and not make us from amongst those. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how we should address the orphan child. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرُ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرُ. We should all know the status of the orphan child. Whenever we are speaking to that child, we should bear in mind that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, أَنَا وَكَافِلُ الْيَتِيمِكَ هَاتَيْنِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Myself and the one who looks after the orphan child shall be like this. These two fingers, the first two fingers. He put them together and he says, we'll be like this in Jannah. So close. Then he also says, when someone comes asking to you, remember to beg is not dignified in the Sharia. To beg is something that is detested. For as long as we are healthy and able, try and work and earn your own. But when a beggar does come to you, remember how you react to them. Either give, or if you are not giving, utter a good word. But don't be careful. Don't utter a bad word. That might be a genuine beggar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us all from that habit. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who can earn whatever we are spending. And may He make us content and grant us enough. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about that. Then also, He warns us about those who read salah, and they are lazy in that salah.
فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, destruction be upon those who want to read salah in order to show other people. We are making ruku' and suddenly someone happens to appear, so we straighten our backs properly because we want them to see that we are reading salah correctly. That is not correct. That's not what we are supposed to be doing. That salah is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from amongst those who can take our time when reading salah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, when reciting the Quran, we must recite it in the correct manner. Beautiful words. These are the words of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not intend to rush when it comes to taraweeh or when it comes to recitation of the Quran, because when we chew the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are insulting Him. Imagine if you are a news reader on some television station or radio station, and the Prime Minister or President has a message, and you are reading the message, and you are reading so fast that nobody can even understand exactly what they're saying. What will happen? They will fire you. And you will be an insult. How can you be a presidential spokesman? You want to read the words of the president and you don't even know how to speak. What about the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Well, surely when we read them, we must recite them clearly. Every word must come out from the correct place. We must try and learn that inshallah. And take your time, and you must know, the hadith says that those with the Quran in their hearts will be told on the day of Qiyamah, وَاِقْرَ وَارْتَقِ وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Read, recite, and continue going up. Your status is elevated for as long as you can recite in the same way that you used to recite in the dunya. So those who used to rush, they won't be able to read. Because how we read in taraweeh and in salah, that is the only way we will be able to read in the akhirah. That's the only way. Because that is the recitation in the dunya. So it is very important. We need to really relax. When we see huffaz in our masajid, we must tell them, listen, hafizat, please, read very correctly. Don't worry about the time. We can finish whatever time. It's actually a 5 or 10 minute delay. That's what it is. We can finish any time. We want Allah to be pleased with you and with us. We want our salah to be accepted, and we want all to be together, inshallah, in Jannah. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us all together and says, you know what? All of you, I was happy with you, going to Jannah together. It's possible for Allah to do that. May Allah be pleased with all of us. So we need to think of this whenever we are reading the Quran, whenever we are engaged in salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. There are various other surahs in this Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. All of them are full of meaning. But the aim and purpose of this particular session after the Taraweeh was just to pick up snippets, a few verses of encouragement for all of us to be better Muslims, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us closer to the Quran. The last two surahs are extremely important. They are known as Al-Mu'awwidhatan. Those two surahs which have protection in them. When we recite them, Allah protects us against shaitan, against the one who is jealous and so on. It is important that we read the verses, we read their meanings, and we read them morning and evening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can protect us from shaitan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can protect us from the jealous elements, the jealous people and so on. And Allah can safeguard us and our families. May Allah protect us all. Alhamdulillah. With this, we have completed the verses of the Quran. Inshallah, tomorrow we will speak about, or we will conclude inshallah with a note on the entire month, together with what we should be doing for Eid inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all and grant us forgiveness on this eve. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallahi bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.